two top priorities of the Lord. Mark, chapter 1, verses 35 to 39. Today's main passage is from a book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 35 to 39. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place, where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. There should be three kinds of times for people in general. Firstly, people need time to work. Secondly, people need time to spend for family with family, and thirdly, they need time to spend with God. When these three kinds are well balanced, people can have a healthy and happy life. Time is the best resource God has given us. Therefore, it is wisdom to use the time given wisely. The biggest waste out of all wastes is the waste of time. Especially for the patients, who are in critical care, time of 5 minutes is way more important than 100 hours that other people have. Because 5 minutes can have a profound impact on the lives of patients in critical care. 5 minutes can decide whether this person would live or die. The Satans try to attack us with our time. They take away our precious time for the things that are not that important at all. There are people that cannot say no to things in their lives, and there are people that are overly busy with too many things going on in their lives. The time has its purpose within that time. It is wisdom to use the time available for the set purpose. More than anything else, we need to set the priorities right in our lives. Firstly, there are things that need to be done urgently, and there are things that can be done slowly. Secondly, there are things that must have it done, and there are things that could be delayed till later. Thirdly, there are compulsory things and also there are optional things. Like this, in life, when the priorities had been correctly set, our desired goals can be met. Our faith is the same as this. There is a thing that needs to be done first of all, and there is a thing that must be done, and also there is a priority for the will of God. In Haggai, chapter 1, it shows that when priorities of faith had been changed, when people regarded other things as their priority, other than faith, God put His blessings towards people on hold. God said it is not the time of God yet, and changed the order of the lives of the people of Israel. When people did not put their lives' priorities on God, Gad called the prophet Haggai and told him off. When people were having difficult time as captives, they promised to God that if they can get out of slavery, then they will go back and restore the fallen temples. When they promised that to God, God let them go free. So people were no longer slaves. But once the people were freed, their hearts got changed. Temple restoration was not their priority and they focused on building their own houses. When they were busy with their personal desires, God told the people off through prophet Haggai. "You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it." Why did he say this to people? It is because their priorities had been changed. Just because someone is so passionate in doing something, it is not always a good thing. Just because someone says yes to everything, it is not all God's work. When priorities are set on God, the commitment and the work that you do for Him becomes a real fidelity. How about you all? Where do you put your lives' priority on as you live your lives? The Lord had two top priorities. Firstly, the Lord put the priority on prayer. Let us read verse 35 together carefully. Verse 35 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place, where he prayed." It says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark." This early morning, Very early morning was still dark. And this was before the sun came out. Still everything was covered in darkness of the night. In other words, it was when the sun still did not come out and before everything for the day started. In this time, the Lord began the brand new day with prayer first of all. The Lord put all the life's priority on praying. This means the prayer is this important. Where do you put your priorities in your life? How do you begin your day? Do you begin your day with prayer? On what criteria, on which standard, do you begin with? Jesus put his priority on praying, over everything else. Prayer becomes a pathway that we can communicate with God through. A lot of problems and pain in life of Christians tend to show up more when they have blocked relationship with God. When a relationship with God has been blocked, even though people might be excelling in some things, all the communication gets blocked. These days, this word is used quite often in politics and in our society. This is a word communication. Also, absence of communication is mentioned a lot. In a married couple relationship as well, if this communication cannot be made well with each other, a conflict would arise. Also, between the government and the people of the nation as well, when the communication cannot be made well, a conflict arises. A relationship between South Korea and North Korea as well, because the communication is not done well between each other, the relationship has been blocked. The conflict continues on and on and on. The faith is the same as this. If we look at Isaiah, chapter 59, verses 1-2, it says, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." When the Israelites complained to God on why God does not answer their prayers, they were disappointed. God said to them in return like this: "When I came, why was there no one? When I called, why was there no one to answer? Was my arm too short to ransom you? Do I lack the strength to rescue you? By a mere rebuke I dry up the sea, I turn rivers into a desert, their fish rot for lack of water and die of thirst. It is because there is a barrier between you and me. It is because you are not communicating with God." Before Jesus began his day, he started the day with prayer first of all. He communicated with God. Before the sun rose up, he began the day with God in prayer. Prayer is asking God about the pathways of life. And this is also listening to the answers from God. Prayer is not about requesting something merely to God. But it is asking God for the ways first before taking any actions, and also this is listening to the answers from God. In the 1 Samuel, chapter 23, David, first of all, prayed to God during the war before doing anything else. He asked God first whether this war itself is the will of God or not. He asked God twice even to clarify with God. When David asked God, God told him to fight against the Philistines. In the Bible, it clearly says, "So David inquired of God, 'Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?' The Lord answered him, 'Go, I will hand them over to you.'" Firstly, ask God for your pathway of your life. Rather than asking God and waiting upon the answers from Him, we ask a lot of things from God. "God, I want this and that and also that as well." We ask God for the things and we end up there. Who is the sort of person that we find it so hard to communicate with? It is a kind of a person who wants to say whatever he or she wants, and does not want to hear what others have to say. This kind of person does not pay attention to others. The communication with this sort of person gets blocked. What is the core principle of counseling? It is listening to what others have to say. It is being a listener. If we listen to the people for a long time, the person that talked would say, "Wow, I feel so much better now. It seems something that blocked me got cleared. Pastor, everything is now solved." For example, if we pay attention to what other people have to say and listen to them, the communication can be made. Between a married couple relationship, between the people in the society as well, communication needs to be made well between each other. In our relationship with God as well, we need to communicate with Him and to Him via prayer. The Lord went to a quiet place in middle of dawn and prayed there. The Lord prayed. But how could we who are way weaker than Him, would dare not to pray, and how would we be able to possibly win over the world and be victorious? We need to put our priorities on prayer just like Jesus did. A day that has begun without prayer is like traveling the unknown road at pitch dark night without a navigation facility. It is so easy to lose the direction and get lost on the way. Therefore, the time of praying is not the wasted time at all. I hope you will not cut your time down just because you are busy. If we look at the entire life of Jesus, the life of Jesus actually begun with prayer and finished with prayer. With food, even we do fasting for a week, 10 days or even 40 days, we can still live. But with breathing, if we do not breathe even for 5 minutes, we die. Praying is just like breathing. Do not go ahead than prayer. Do not proceed if you had not prayed for it beforehand. Start the business after praying. Choose on the career path after praying. When you go to the hospital, pray before you go. Pray that you will get to meet a good doctor. So pray before you go. The time of praying is the time for us to reflect on our own selves. Very early morning, when it was still dark, the Lord got up, went to a quiet place and prayed. In this quiet place, the Lord had a deep communication with God. He had a spiritually deep communication with God. This is a time that we can reflect on our own selves. The problem with the people of modern times is that people are simply way too busy. They had lost the chance and the opportunity to look back on themselves. Especially, people need time to look back on themselves in deep relationship with God. My dear family in Christ, like the Lord, I hope your start of the day will begin with prayer. I hope prayer would complement your starting point for the day. One more thing to remember is that Jesus put His priority on saving the lost souls. In verses 38 to 39, it says, Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So He traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Jesus had a clear purpose in coming to the world. In verse 39, He made it very clear. "I have come to preach, I have come to save the lost souls. That is why I have come." It is important for anyone to have a clear goal to strive for. For example, I would like to become something in the future. Before becoming something, it is important to have a clear goal and a purpose. Before starting a journey as well, before departing, we normally choose the destination and then we leave. Also, when building houses, we draw a plan, we think ahead and the construction plan gets prepared before building an actual building. The purpose leads us. Therefore, the most proper way to live is to live according to the set purpose. Whether it is time, talents, financial resources, whatever it is, living according to the set purpose is living the life in a most proper way. Why did Samson not get approved from God? Why did he get abandoned from God? God gave him power to work for His kingdom. But he used his power for something else. When he did not use his given power according to set purpose, God took away the power from Samson again. Because Samson did not use the power according to the set purpose, then what is the purpose of the Lord in coming to the world? Why did the Lord come? In verse 38, it says, "Jesus replied, 'Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come.'" Jesus came to save the lost souls. What is the thing that Jesus is most glad in? It is saving the souls. What was the ministry that Jesus did for 3 years? It is saving the souls. Why did Jesus heal the sick and solve the problems? What was the purpose behind it? The purpose He had in His mind was saving the souls. Why did Jesus have to carry the cross? He carried the cross to save the souls. The first words he shared after his resurrection was also about saving souls. He said them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." He sent the Holy Spirit and told us to be the witnesses for him. He told us to be the witnesses of the cross and his resurrection. Jesus always looked for the opportunity to tell others about God. In John, chapter 5, it talks about the Samaritan woman. When the Samaritan woman was at the well, Jesus asked the woman for some water. Jesus started the conversation with her. The Samaritan woman was very startled. She said, "You are a Jew, how could you possibly ask me for water?" Because at the time, Samaritans were mixed-blooded, they were not treated in the same way as the others. They were treated as inferior than others. The Samaritan woman asked Jesus, "How could a Jew talk to me and ask me for some water?" Jesus answered her like this in return. "If you knew who I was, asking for some water from you, you would have asked me for some water." Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." When she was told this, she realized that Jesus was the Messiah. This woman ran up to the village and told people to gather around. She told people that she had met a Messiah. She spread the gospel. When we tell others about God, the souls that are to be saved are waiting for you. When we go out and search for those souls, God allows us to meet them. God allowed Peter and Cornelius to meet. For these two people to meet together, God gave them a meeting point. God led Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch to meet together, too. In this society, in every corner, there are about 20% of Christians out there. Now, making this to be 40% of the total population is simple. This is all about one soul. If we can lead at least one person to Christ, if we can do that, then the percentage of the total Christians would rise up to 40%. This is a fast-track way to make our world the kingdom of God. I hope the time of 3 months, from now on, would be your opportunity to lead one soul to the Lord. Let us not be the audience only. Let us not watch others do this only. Let us not leave this till tomorrow. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Tomorrow may not come to us. Tomorrow may not be available. Tomorrow is in the hands of God. It is a day of God that only God knows about. If we cannot do it today, we could also not have the opportunity to do it tomorrow. Pastor Billy Graham was a famous minister. We know him well. In his evangelism team, there was a team member named Dan Piet. When Dan was preaching the gospel, he met a rich guy one day. This rich guy was not a Christian when Dan met him at first. Dan went up to the office of this rich guy and had conversations with him. He decided to share the stories about Christ. But when Dan brought up the stories about Christ in front of this guy stopped Dan. "Hey, I am about to make a decision on $1 million business, so two people are waiting for me right at this moment. So I cannot talk to you now. I will phone you tonight, so let's talk about it then." He left it to later. Dan waited till midnight that day. But the phone call was not made. A new day began the next day. Dan saw a newspaper article in the morning. He read in the article that the rich guy that he was going to meet at that night passed away at 9:30 at night in the hospital. He read in the article that this rich guy was in extreme pain and regretting about something when he was dying. Dan was going to share with this rich guy about Jesus Christ, but this rich guy left the opportunity to later because of the $1 million business contract. Dan thought this rich guy would be available to talk with him that evening, but the time to do that never actually came to him. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, yesterday is past. This has already been past. Do not mention about the past again and again. The more the people are not realistic about the present time, People live with obsession about the past. And also some people are very optimistic about future. Some people think that some miracles could happen in the future. Tomorrow, and tomorrow, they talk about tomorrow repeatedly. But this kind of person as well, is someone that has lost the track of the present time. Tomorrow is a day of God, which no person knows about, and this is a day that only God knows about. The most important time for me, for us, is right now, this time and this place. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if we cannot do it today, we cannot do it tomorrow as well. If we have been Christians for the last 10 years, if we believed in Jesus for the last 10 years, we should be able to think of at least 10 people who we brought to Christ. If we have believed for 10 years, or 20 years, but if we are unable to think of the souls that have come to Christ because of me, because of us, we need to regard this as a big shame. It is embarrassing. Let us open our eyes and focus on the souls to bring forward to the Lord. Let us focus on harvesting for the Lord. The Lord solved the problems and through this, He saved the souls. In verse 39, it says, "So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons." Jesus drove out demons. Jesus traveled throughout Galilee and solved the problems in life for people with the gospel. He healed the sick, he wiped the tears of the people who were mourning, and he also made the demons to come out from the demon-possessed people. He made them free. In the 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning." The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Devil causes the problems of life. That is a root cause of life's many problems. In verse 39, Jesus preached the gospel and drove out demons. In the Bible, it says, "Demons, devils, satans and evil spirits are our enemies." Therefore, it has been said in the Bible that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. The evil spirits are the destroyers. These entered in the Garden of Eden, destroyed the blessings of Adam. If these enter into the family, these destroy the happiness, and if these enter into hearts, these destroy the peace. Not only that, these evil spirits are mischief makers. These destroy the relationship between God and people and the relationship between people and people. The Lord came to this world to drive the demons out and solved the problems. The Lord not only solved the problems of the souls, but also solved the problems of the body, too. In the latter part of verse 39, He drove the demons out. There is no one that has no problem in life. In fact, for everyone, problems are endless, not only spiritual problems, but problems with children, family, economical struggles, relationship issues with people, social issues, political issues and educational issues and so on, the list is endless. I was told that there are 192 countries that have been registered with the UN. The leaders of the UN from all over the world, they deeply thought about the issues of the world and had discussions about peace of the global village. They tried to solve the problems of the world, but there was no absolute answer for the issues. Why was this so? Jesus is the only one that has the keys to solve all the problems in life. The true keys are held in the hands of God. When you encounter the problems in your life, where are you seeking the answers from? Come back to the arms of Jesus Christ. Search for the answers to the problems in the arms of Jesus Christ. Jesus has all the keys to the problems. Jesus is the only way and peace. The Lord only is a true rest and the only answer. Therefore, the answers to the problems in life cannot be found elsewhere. We need to come back to the arms of the Lord so there would be true rest, true peace and the right answer. People attempt to find the right way in life. They knock the doors of shamans, fortune tellers and sorcerers, to ask for the answers in life, to ask for peace. But there's no way, no answer and no true peace. So they accept their lives as destined to be and they put their all in believing in the destiny. But Christians, they never believe in destiny. Through Jesus Christ, the destinies that were once destined to be hell-bound turn out to be the heaven-bound. The children of Satan's become the children of God. The faith is about changing the destiny. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what was the priority of the Lord? Are your life's priorities clear and correct? If you do not set the priorities correctly, then you will waste the life. The life becomes chaotic. The faith gets twisted. The urgent things to be done first of all and things that can be done slowly, and also the things that must be done and the things that could be delayed, we need to be able to verify the compulsory things and the optional things. Jesus put his priorities on praying and spreading the gospel. This is the essence of faith, and the mission of the Christians. I hope your priorities for every single day and every day of your lives would be clear and correct. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.